Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you all for attending this session. Thank you for coming. Good morning. My presentation is entitled Determinants of Suicide Among 12 to 17-Year-Olds, a National Study. I'd like to go ahead and recognize and acknowledge my colleagues, Dr. Vitterick and Michelle Burbage from the University of Cincinnati. Go Bearcats. And my name is Keith King. First of all, I'd like to go ahead and acknowledge there's no personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Nothing existed during the past 12 months. I would like to go ahead and start this presentation off by telling you that today, there will be children and adolescents that kill themselves today. That is unacceptable. That's unacceptable and is completely preventable. And so I've been working in this field for over 20 years now to try to go ahead and prevent youth suicide. And while we've had a lot of different types of efforts and initiatives, there still are kids that are attempting suicide and that are completing suicide and that are definitely hurting themselves and self-cutting, etc. It's the third leading cause of death when you look at children and adolescents. Each year, approximately 4,600 youth die from suicide in the U.S. Greater than 150,000 adolescents and young adults visit the ER each year due to self-inflicted injuries. The most recent YRBS, the Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance Survey, revealed that among youth in grades 9 through 12, that's our high school youth, 17% reported seriously contemplating suicide, 13% reported that they had developed a suicide plan, and 8% reported attempting suicide. That's just of reports. The reports are under reports, though, because as we've done the research, for every attempted suicide, it is estimated there are 100 to 200 suicidal youth that have considered suicide on top of that. While various studies have identified multiple risk factors for youth suicide, there are various gaps that exist in the research. Factors include individual, family, school, and community variables. One potential factor that influences youth behavior is parenting style, which is one specific issue that we'd like to go ahead and focus on in this presentation. That's not just the only factor, it's one factor. There's individual, family, school, and community variables, and they all have to be kind of looked at for a comprehensive suicide prevention program to be in place. There are four main parenting styles that are defined based on levels of demandingness. This goes all the way back to Baumrind's research back in 1971. And if you look at the different types of parenting styles that are practiced, it includes four different types. There's authoritative parenting, authoritarian parenting, indulgent parenting, and neglectful parenting. These are defined based on levels of demandingness and responsiveness. Demandingness meaning that these are the limits that I set with you as a child. These are the limits that I set, and I will go ahead and set these limits, or these are the goals that I wish for you to achieve, and I'll help you to go ahead and achieve those goals. Responsiveness, I care and love you. That's what the responsiveness refers to. So based on levels of demandingness and responsiveness, you get different types of parenting style. Based off different type of parenting style, you also get different types of disciplinary types of actions as well. Do what I say. Why? Because I told you. That's an authoritarian type of a disciplinary model. Very, very ineffective. Authoritative, I want you in at this time of night. Why? Because I want you in by 11 o'clock on Friday night. Why? Because there are a lot of people out on the roads that are driving around that have alcohol in their system, and I care about you, I love you, and I don't want you to be exposed to a dangerous situation. Therefore, I want you to be in at that time. If you have a justifiable, you know, argument that you'd like to go ahead and say, hey, you know, you'd like to be a little bit out later, then I'm open to listening to that. If they say, well, Sally says that she can stay out later too, you know, that's not justified. That's not gonna fly. I need something that's reasonable, you know. So there's different types of disciplinary types of models as well. Authoritative parenting is by far the most effective style of parenting. It is the parenting style that is associated with developing resiliency skills in youth. It is associated with the most the increased likelihood that kids will be involved in positive health behaviors. It is the least likely to be exercised and practiced. So then we have authoritarian parenting, indulgent parenting, neglectful parenting that is often that's often used. We also have other variables, though, too, that have to be kind of looked at. School experiences and legal involvement also have been shown to have an impact on youth behavior. As well, previous studies have shown that substance use tends to be associated with youth suicide. We have a lot of kids that are self-medicating with substance use, especially alcohol use, to try to go ahead and exit and try to go ahead and get away from and self-medicate from some of the problems that they're experiencing. The present study was conducted to more thoroughly understand various factors associated with youth suicide and to provide information that could potentially assist youth suicide prevention efforts. More specifically, the present study examined the following and examined whether youth suicide thoughts, planning, and attempts differed based on sex, authoritarian parenting, lack of positive school experiences, legal involvement, and recent alcohol use. Data was used from, this was a secondary data analysis, that was from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. The NUSDA data was used in this specific study. Participants of this study were youth aged 12 through 17. 17,399 youth nationwide were used in all 50 U.S. states and the District of Columbia. A stratified multi-stage area probability design was employed by the Research Triangle Institute to select participants. All youth participation was voluntary, and responses were kept confidential. SAMHSA went ahead and the U.S. Department of Health Services sponsored the survey. It's managed by SAMHSA's Center for Behavioral Health Statistics and Quality. This survey has been ongoing for years and years. There's more data that is available than there are data analysts. And so any of you out there that are data analysts, there's all kinds of data available. We just need more people to go ahead and analyze it and to more thoroughly educate all of us as to what's going on with specific health behaviors. The purpose of this study, the following survey sections were utilized: suicidal ideation, plan and attempts, personal family information, parenting behaviors, school experiences, and alcohol use. For this study, I developed an authoritarian parenting score that was computed from 7 items that are on the survey. They asked youth to rate how frequently their parents demonstrated specific behaviors within the past 12 months via a 4-point scale, 1 equals always, 4 equals never. Similarly, a school experiences score was computed from requiring youth to rate how frequently they experienced 6 specific positive school experiences in the past 12 months, 1 equals always, 4 equals never. And then legal involvement was measured using 3 different items. These are basic yes-no types of items, categorical types of data, included ever being, have you ever been arrested, have you ever been on probation, have you been on probation in the past 12 months, have you been on parole or supervised release in the past 12 months, yes or no. Recent alcohol use, similarly measured using 1 item, have you consumed alcohol in the past 12 months, yes or no. Suicide was looked at on 3 different elements, 3 items. Ever thought about attempting suicide, suicidal ideation, yes or no. Ever made a suicide plan, yes or no. Ever attempted suicide, yes or no. The survey has been tested extensively for validity and reliability and has resulted in percent agreements of greater than 80% on most variables. Youth were administered computer-assisted interviews in their households after being informed of the study purpose, the voluntary nature of the survey, confidentiality of responses, and importance of providing honest and accurate answers. The survey can be completed in English as well as in Spanish. I have colleagues currently that are presenting right now on substance use among Hispanic youth that was given to the to students specifically in Spanish. The University Institutional Review Board went ahead and granted approval for this specific study. We went ahead and analyzed data using SPSS. Frequency distributions were performed to determine student demographics as well as the overall prevalence of suicidal involvement, authoritarian parenting score, and the school experience score. What we did with that, we computed those scores. Remember, those scores were based on different types of scales, 1 through 4. We went ahead and dichotomized those into 2 levels, low and high, based on the median split. so that we could go ahead and perform logistic regression. Logistic regression was used to calculate unadjusted odds ratios to determine whether suicide differed based on sex, authoritarian parenting, school experiences, legal involvement, and recent alcohol use. The significant variables were then retained and included in the final multiple logistic regression analyses, which in turn determined the percent of variance accounted for by the models. Level of significance was set at 0.05. A total of 17,399 youth, 12 to 17 years of age, completed the survey. It's a diverse array of individuals that completed it. 56% were Caucasian, 19% Hispanic, 13% African American. When we look at the overall rate, 7% reported they ever thought about suicide, 3% reported that they had ever made a plan, 2.4% reported that they had attempted suicide. When you look at the overall results, though, logistic regression was performed, and they indicated that all of the variables were significant predictors of youth suicide thoughts, plans, and attempts, with three exceptions. Legal involvement was not a significant predictor of youth suicide thoughts or plans. School experiences was not a significant predictor of youth suicide attempts, but all of the others were retained. This is the overall table as you're looking at this table. And I'll just quickly go through this. Not surprisingly, you're looking at females were significantly more likely to think of suicide and to attempt suicide. That has been shown consistently in overall research. Typically, what you see in all of the research on suicide, females tend to be 1 to 1.5 times more likely to report that they are thinking about suicide. Females are about 3 times more likely to attempt suicide. Males are about 5 times more likely to complete suicide since they use handguns. Authoritarian parenting, which is very interesting in this study, it did show that that was associated with increased thoughts of suicide and also increased developed plan of suicide as well as attempted suicide. Authoritarian parenting is a contributor. Lack of positive school experience is also a significant factor involved here. Legal involvement was significant with respect to suicide attempts, and recent alcohol use, substance use, has been consistently shown to be a significant contributor to mental health issues, especially with respect to suicide. The final multiple regression model significantly predicted suicidal thoughts and accounted for 26 to 35% of the variance in suicidal thoughts. Predictors were sex, authoritarian parenting, school experiences, and recent alcohol use. When you look at plans, we also found that significant predictors included authoritarian parenting and recent alcohol consumption. That overall model accounted for 18 to 24% of the variance in suicide planning. If you look at the overall suicide attempts, the model accounted for 22 to 31% of the variance in attempted suicide. Significant predictors for suicide attempts included sex and legal involvement. This is the overall table showing the final multiple regression model. There are blanks in the table. The blanks indicate that those specific variables were not retained in the overall model because they were not significant in the unadjusted odds ratios. Females are significantly more likely to think of suicide or at least to report thoughts of suicide as well as to attempt suicide. Authoritarian parenting, which is of note in this specific report, which will be coming out and will be published coming soon. Authoritarian parenting significantly increased the thoughts of suicide as well as developing a suicide plan. Lack of positive school experiences also contributed to increased thoughts of suicide. There has been a lot written on increasing school connectedness, which is missing. We need to go ahead and increase school connectedness. Kids need to feel like they fit in, they belong, and if they do not, they're at risk. If a kid does not feel like they fit in at home, they're at risk. If they don't feel like they fit in at school, they're at risk. If they feel like they have no part or no meaning in communities, they're at risk. So when they wake up and they go to school and they feel like they don't fit in, they're at risk. When they come home and they're in the community and they don't feel like they fit in, they're at risk. When they go home and they're at home with the parents and they feel like they don't fit in, then they're at risk. So what do you have to do? You have to get them to feel connected. They have to feel connected. If they do not, it's just a complete crapshoot, and they're going to go ahead and feel like they are absolutely by themselves, alone, alienated, and then they're going to go ahead and take measures in their own hands to try to go ahead and ameliorate that position, that feeling. And they may go ahead and use substances. They may self-cut. They may go ahead and attempt suicide. They may act violently, whatever, but that is a contributor to the violence. So what we do see is that youth who recently used alcohol were at increased risk. That's not surprising. Previous research has shown the same types of findings. Lack of positive school experiences was associated with increased risk for suicidal thoughts. It is nice, though, there is a positive note here, that schools have youth. I mean, youth are awake, and you think about, they spend half their wakeful lives in school. So half of the time that they're awake, they're in school. So that is an ideal arena for them to go ahead and receive appropriate comprehensive suicide prevention types of programming. We also look at youth who had legal involvement were at elevated risk for suicide attempts. Previous research has shown the same types of things. Legal involvement definitely contributes to stress, and that can go ahead and contribute to mental health issues and so forth. Authoritarian parenting in this specific presentation is something that is noteworthy. It's important that prevention and intervention programs are designed to encourage parents to use authoritative parenting skills. We have been training parents now for over 25 years. I've been training them for 25 years, and I will tell you this. Most parents want to be good parents. There's no doubt. I mean, most parents want to be good parents. Many do not know how to be good parents because where did they get their education? From their parents. They never received any type of training as to how to become a parent. They just kind of picked it up on the fly. So with that, there needs to be specific training as to what does it mean to practice authoritative parenting? And what does authoritarian parenting look like? What we found in here is that authoritarian parenting, which is one of the most highly practiced parenting styles out there, it's contributing to deleterious health behaviors among youth, such as youth suicidal thoughts, plans, and attempts. Authoritative parenting tends to build resiliency skills in youth and helps to protect youth from negative health behaviors. Education is needed to inform parents of the different parenting styles and to decrease authoritarian parenting to increase our youth and to go ahead and help them to engage in healthy types of behaviors. More research is needed to examine the impact of other types of parenting styles. Now, this overall study, this is a national study. It's conducted by the government. It's a great study. It's solid. It's tight. There are limitations. It involves self-reported types of responses. It's survey research. And causal relationships cannot be determined given the cross-sectional nature of the study. But I would really encourage you to look at the NSDAD data, to look at some of our reports that are coming out there, and just to remember, I mean, seriously, today, there are kids that are absolutely attempting suicide because most of them that attempt suicide, they don't want to kill themselves. They want to end the pain. They're very ambiguous in that regard. They just see no other way out. And we need to show them that there is another way out. That's what the education is needed for. So I thank you very much for your time, and I hope you enjoy the conference. Thank you very much.